This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called Leaving a Lasting Legacy. In these teachings, Pastor Rick shares the biblical principles we need to pass on to the next generation in order to ensure their spiritual success. In a few moments, we're going to tell you about a biblically based study resource that will help you restore your energy and reclaim your passion. It's called the Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience Book, and you can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Leaving a Legacy of Faith.
Probably the greatest example in the Bible of persistence is Moses, who for 40 years led a group of crying, squabbling, complaining babies around the desert while they questioned his leadership the entire time. And yet he never gave up. And the Bible says this in Hebrews 11:27, it was by faith that Moses left Egypt and was not afraid of the king's anger. He held to his purpose. Oh, he's purpose driven. Like a man who could see the invisible. Now, the key is that last phrase, circle it. He could see the invisible. You keep your eyes on God. You look at your problem, you're going to be distressed and depressed. You look at God, you're going to be at rest. The issue is, what do you have your eyes on? Now, I have no doubt today in a crowd this side that some of you are discouraged or depressed or in despair even. And you feel like giving up on that relationship. It's just not working. You feel like giving up on your marriage. I've tried. It ain't working. Or you feel like giving up on your job or your dream or your finances. We're never going to get out of debt. Or your health or your relationship to God. Or that prayer that's been unanswered. You feel like giving up, and God brought you here today to say, don't do it. Don't give up. Faith is believing when I don't see it, obeying when I don't understand it, and persisting when I don't feel like it. Hang on. God will make a way if you trust him. Remember the story of Job. Job lost it all. And in that moment of having lost everything, said, God, blessed be the name of the Lord. You give and you take away, and it doesn't matter whether I'm up or down or high or low, I'm going to trust you, God, because you're the one thing I can count on. And you say, in spite of it all, I'm going to thank God. I'm going to bless God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What are you doing at that moment? You are living in faith. You're believing when you don't see it. That's what you're doing. You're obeying when you don't understand it, and you're persisting when you don't feel like it. Number four, faith is announcing it in order to experiencing it. Announcing it in order to experience it. In other words, sometimes you have to say it before you sense it. There's a direct connection between your mouth, what you say, and your faith. Good example of this is Joseph. And we find in verse 22, it was by faith that Joseph, when he was about to die, now he's about to die, he says, confidently spoke, circle that, that's announcing in order to experience it, confidently spoke of God's bringing the people of Israel out of Egypt, and he was so sure of it that he commanded them to carry his bones with them when they left. Israel had come to Egypt to be fed, and they were taken captives. And Joseph says, when you guys go back, not if, but when you finally go back to Israel, I want you to take my bones with me because I want to be buried in my homeland. Do you know how long that took from the time he died? 400 years. That is announcing it a long time in advance before you experience it. But he was confident. He said it in advance. He spoke the future into existence. That is faith. He said, I will do it. I stood up in front of 60 people at a little service of Saddleback, the first service, a little trial run service. And I announced a vision for this church and said, this is the vision. This is Saddleback Church. None of it had happened yet. We'd sent out a letter. We'd written a letter to the community. It said, at last, a new church for churches who've given up on traditional church services. Come to Saddleback. At Saddleback, you meet new friends and get to know your neighbors. You hear practical, positive messages that give you uplift on Monday that you heard on Sunday. You trust your children to the care of dedicated childcare workers. You hear contemporary music with the upbeat flavor. Get a lift instead of a letdown. And we hand-addressed and hand-stamped 15,000 of those and mailed them out 10 days before Easter. And we had our first service, and 205 people showed up. Now, the thing about that letter is when I said all those things, we had not had a service yet. I was speaking it into existence. One of the things I said at that first service is, we already have 50 acres of land. We just don't get to use it for a while. Little did I know that it would take 13 years to get it, but when we finally got it, it was going to be 120 acres. My vision was too small, but it was okay for a kid who was 25 years old. Asking God for 50 acres in Orange County at today's prices, you can figure that took a little bit of faith. I spoke it in advance. Now, announcing something in order to experience it is the way God operates. It's the way he created the entire universe in this planet. The next verse, Hebrews 11:3 says, by faith, we see the world called into existence by God's word. What we see created by what we don't see. God went out and he said, let there be light. Boom, there's light. God says, let there be water. Boom, there's water. God says, let there be plants. Boom, there's plants. He spoke it all into existence. He announced it in order to experience it. Look at the verse on the back of your outline. Psalm 33:9. For he spoke, and then it came to be. That's what happens. Now, the Bible repeatedly, from Genesis to Revelation, makes a connection between your mouth and what God is able to do in your life. When you say it, you'll sense it. If you walk around all the time saying, oh, I'm such a loser, guess what? If you go out saying, this is going to be a good day today, guess what? The person who says, I can do it, and the person says, I can't do it, they're both right. The Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. The Bible says whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. There's an enormous power in your words. And if you're going to become a woman of faith or a man of faith, you have to change the way you talk. And you have to announce it in order to experience it. Now, sometimes speaking in faith appears totally foolish, totally arrogant, totally out of touch with reality to people who don't understand faith. God came to Abraham one day. Actually, his name was Abram. And he said, Abram, I'm going to change your name from Abram to Abraham. Abraham means the father of a great nation. Now, there's only one problem with this. Abraham was 99 years of age and he had no kids. So can you imagine Abraham going to a cocktail party? Hey, what's your name? Father of many great nation. Great of many nations. Oh, that's wonderful. How many kids you got? None. How old are you? 99. Well, that's a good one. He was probably ridiculed for his name ruthlessly because God said, you're going to speak it in advance. You're going to say it in advance. You don't live in the world of human reality. You live in the world of spiritual reality, and you see it not as it is, but as it can be, as it should be, as God wants it to be, as it will be.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Right now, we'd like to tell you about an exciting resource from Pastor Rick, the Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience book. In this book, created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you will learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. Step by step, you will begin a journey of spiritual restoration and renewal. You'll restore your energy and reclaim your passion as you learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. You can go through this hands-on guided experience at your own pace. No need to rush. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress. This high-quality, vegan leather, four-color guided experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't settle for a bland existence. Re-energize your life now with this guided experience book from Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the certain hope of Jesus to a lost world, we'll send you Re-Energize Your Life to say thanks. Call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to get this incredible resource and have your financial gift matched up to $50,000. This opportunity is only available till the end of this month, so please contact us right away. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Romans 4:17. God said, I have made you the father of many nations. He didn't have a kid yet. God who gives life to the dead, and this is key, circle this, calls things that are not as though they were. That's not lying. God isn't lying. He's speaking in faith. He calls things that are not as though they were. That is the definition of this kind of faith, announcing it in order to experience it. Look at the Living Bible. It says, next verse, God speaks of future events with as much certainty as though they were already past. Every single milestone in the history of Saddleback Church, I announced it in faith in advance before anybody ever believed it. Every one of them. I announced it in faith, in advance. This is what we're going to do. This is what's going to happen before anybody even saw it or believed it. It's just how faith operates. In fact, it's how you're saved. Look at the next verse. For it is by our faith that we are put right with God. In other words, you're not saved by your works, your good works. You're saved by your faith. And it is by our confession that we are saved. Now, he's not talking about confessing your sins. He's talking about confessing your trust in God. It's why at the end of every service I say, let's bow our heads and pray. And we say, God, I'm putting my trust in you. Jesus Christ, I'm trusting in you today. That is confessing your faith. We do it almost every service at the end. Say this prayer. You're confessing your faith to God. And baptism is a public statement of faith. It's saying, I'm saying I have put my trust in Christ. Announcing it before you experience it. You know, Jesus is walking down the street one day and a Roman soldier comes up to him, a centurion. And he says, Lord, I have a sick servant. I need you to heal my servant. And Jesus says, okay, let's go. Let's go heal him. And the centurion goes, oh no, I don't want to bother you, Lord. You don't need to come to the place. Just say it. Just speak the word. He goes, look, I'm under authority. I'm a man of authority. When I say it, it happens. I've got staff. I've got servants. When I say it, boom, it happens. So, Lord, you don't have to come to my place. Just say the word, and I know my servant will be healed. And Jesus looks at that centurion and says, in all of Israel, I have never found a man with so great a faith. Why? He understood that faith is announcing it in order to experience it. Number five, faith is giving when I don't have it. Giving when I don't have it. There is a definite test between giving and faith, a connection. God uses finances to test us. And the Bible gives us the first person in God's list of Hall of Famers, the heroes of the faith, is a guy named Abel, had a brother named Cain. And you know why he made it into the Bible for faith? Because he gave an offering. Pretty an amazing thing. Have you ever had to decide between giving your tithe and paying a bill? This is a test. God is testing your faith. Will I pay this bill or will I give this tithe? Now, here's what it says about Abel. Verse 4, it says, it was faith that made Abel's offering to God a better sacrifice than Cain's. Notice what it was? It was his attitude, the faith. Through his faith, God approved of his giving. Now notice here, it's not what he gave that pleased God, but how he gave it. Let me say it again, because many of you don't get this. It's not how much you give that matters to God. It's how you give it. It's not the amount, it's your attitude. God couldn't care less about the amount you give. It's not the amount, it's your attitude. Do you give it in fear or do you give it in faith? There's two ways to give. When I give in fear, I go, I'm giving this, but I really don't want to give this. You know, I'm going to go help the poor. I don't really want to do it because this is money I need for myself, and I'm afraid I won't have enough if I give it away. Or if I come and give an offering, or if I give to help some ministry, or I help to give to anybody, I'm afraid that I won't have enough, so I'm going to hold on to it. Well, don't. Don't give, because in giving in fear doesn't count. You don't get any points for it. In giving in faith, you're going, I'm giving because I know God will take care of me. He's made more promises about giving than anything else in the Bible. I'm going to trust him in this. See, you can give by reason or by revelation. I would like for you to write these words down, and I want to explain. It's very important. You can give by reason or you can give by revelation. And if you're going to become a person of faith, you have to learn to give by revelation. What is giving by reason? When I give by reason, I look at my budget. I see how much money I've got in my bank. I say, this is what I can reasonably give. I make a reasonable decision, and I give an amount that I think I can afford. It doesn't require any faith to give by reason. Even an atheist can give by reason. They do it all the time. You know, they give the Segerstrom Arts Center or a lot of other philanthropies. They just figure out this is a reasonable amount. I'll give it. Doesn't take any faith at all. Giving by revelation is when I say, God, what do you want to give through me? How much do you want me to trust you for in this particular instance? Now, an example of this, 2 Corinthians 8 says, because of their great joy, this is the people who lived in Macedonia, they gave even more than they could afford. How do you do that? It's giving when you don't have it. One of the best known Orange County executives told me years ago, Rick, when you tell business leaders that the best time to tithe is when their business is in the tank, when it's going down, when it's in the toilet. He said, that's the best time to give because you need God's help in your life. And it's an evidence of faith. Look at what these verses say. Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord by giving him the first part, not the leftovers, the first part, first 10% of all your income, and he will fill your barns and overflow your barrels with finest wines. He said, I will bless you. We'll play a game. You give to me, I'll give to you, and you see who wins. Look at the next verse, 1 Corinthians 16. On every Lord's Day, that's Sunday, each of you should put aside something from what you have earned during the week and use it for your offering. The amount depends on how much the Lord has helped you to earn. Giving by faith is when you put God first.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. If you missed any part of today's message, just go to PastorRick.com to listen again. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Right now, we'd like to tell you about an exciting resource from Pastor Rick called the Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience book. In this first-of-its-kind book, created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you'll learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. Step by step, you'll begin a journey of spiritual restoration and renewal. You'll restore your energy and reclaim your passion as you learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. You can go through this hands-on experience at your own pace. No need to rush. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress. This high-quality vegan leather four-color guided experience book is a user-friendly interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't settle for a bland existence. Re-energize your life now with this guided experience book from Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the certain hope of Jesus to a lost world, we'll send you Re-Energize Your Life to Say Thanks. Call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to have your financial gift matched up to $50,000. This opportunity is only available to the end of this month, so please contact us right away. That's 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I want to take a minute and tell you how important your support is to Daily Hope. Your generosity, when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping us take the message of Jesus Christ literally all around the world in the many places where there aren't missionaries or churches. These are called unreached tribes. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with the refugee crisis around the world. Literally, millions of people have been displaced from their homes, particularly in the Middle East and in North Africa, because of civil wars and violence. One of those places is South Sudan, where over 200,000 people are living in refugee camps. Now, when people are under tension and in transition, they are more open to the gospel than at any other time. These people who are living in refugee camps right now need the hope of Jesus Christ and the gospel. Now, when you help Daily Hope Radio and Daily Hope Broadcast, we're not only broadcasting across America, but in places like South Sudan, where the station airs our program three times a day. And we are told that many, many people are coming to Christ in this war zone as they listen to these Daily Hope broadcasts. So thanks. Thanks to you. Now, let me just read you one testimony that we've received. Here's a note from a woman who's living in a refugee camp there in South Sudan. She said, my name is Joyce, and I'm from the Central Equatorial State in South Sudan. I lost all five of my children and my beloved husband. This is in the civil war that was going on there, as well as our family possessions during the recent fighting in the capital of Juba. She said, I had planned to commit suicide. There's somebody who needs hope. When I listened to Rick Warren's broadcast, the one called When You Feel Like Giving Up, I got inspired and I dropped the idea of taking my life that very night. And I'll continue to pray God to bless this great preacher. And thank you for giving me hope. Joyce, we're happy to do that. And I want to say it's because of the listeners who are giving faithfully every month to Daily Hope. Do you realize that when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping reach people like Joyce? She was going to commit suicide in a refugee camp. Now, isn't God amazing how when you just give what you can give, God takes it and he multiplies it, and we reach out to people that none of us could reach on our own. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray for Joyce. And today I want you to pray for all of the people who are in refugee camps and pray that we'll be able to continue to broadcast on these stations, taking the good news of Jesus Christ and hope to people who need it the most desperately. It's your sacrificial giving. It's your prayer support that makes this possible. So thank you for whatever you can do. And God bless you, my friends.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.